بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Firstly, with regard to the importance of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are busy discussing a few sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important that to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat and to gain the great treasure of the love of Allah Ta'ala is impossible without following in the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't follow in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we don't know the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why we have to make dua and make an effort that Allah give us tawfiq to learn every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then to create and develop this great love and eagerness and greatness for the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then to be making an effort consciously to try and practice on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make an intention to pass it throughout the world, inshaAllah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. We are busy discussing the sunnah with regard to entering and leaving the toilet. Last week we learned that when a person enters the toilet, he should enter with the left foot. And even if we are doing it, we should be conscious that I'm doing it because this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So besides the sawab, you're getting 100 shaheed sawab also, to bring alive the sunnah and train our children also. Our small children, train them that enter the toilet with the left foot and come out with the right foot. And then the next sunnah we learn today, when removing the undergarment, it is better to lower oneself towards the ground as much as easily possible and thereafter remove the garment. In other words, now when you're ready to relieve yourself, don't just take out your trousers before time. And this shows that the best way to relieve ourselves is on the eastern toilet, the flat toilet. So there you go down as much as you can, then take out your trouser and then you relieve yourself. And do this also to show that to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it shows in our deen how much haya, how much shame and modesty there is. That you are alone in the toilet also, you're going to relieve yourself, it's a necessity, but then also, you don't just get naked unnecessary and stand and waste time in wearing your garments, etc. No, do it as soon as possible. And to lower your garment only when it's extremely necessary. And when you are able to at a lower position, then remove your garment. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and realize how important is it and how beneficial is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a person has relieved himself, when coming out from the toilet, step out with the right foot first. And then recite the dua, Ghufranak. That, oh Allah, please forgive me. And our Sheikh teaches us so beautifully, that what a beautiful dua this is. Ghufranak is like a person is caught red-handed to do something wrong, and you say, Ghufranak, please forgive me. In the toilet, we didn't go and do anything wrong. We went to do a necessity, went to relieve ourselves. So what was the need for saying, Ghufranak, please forgive me, that, oh Allah, in the toilet, I couldn't make your zikr. And the pious servants are such that they're all the time in the thoughts of Allah, that even in the toilet, unintentionally, Allah's thoughts come. So Allah, please forgive me. And then, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ أَنِّي الْأَذَى وَآفَانِي. That all praise be to Allah Ta'ala who has removed all this difficulty from my body. We know how we are feeling. A person got an urge to urinate. A person got an urge to do his number two. How difficult it is. And when you just find, especially if you can't find a toilet, you're in some place and you're worried, I'm going to mess my pants, and you just make it in time. And who makes all that filth and dirt come out? Allah Ta'ala save us and make us understand. Ask people who have to go for dialysis, etc. Before that, the poor person, he wants to go toilet. He's going in and out. He just can't relieve himself. So all praise belongs to Allah. That is a person, the more you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala will keep our health in good condition, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq that we try our best to inculcate the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, this should be our natural way of life. It's not supposed to be thinking that Masai, we're supposed to know how to do this, but unfortunately, we're living in this so-called modern world with all shaitani bombardment of all Western way of life. Now we're just following the flow, how people are just living an unmindful life. And sadly, our children are growing up like that. Children should not be growing up like that. We should realize that I made an error, now I must come right and I must bring my children on the right path. And tell them the word sunnah. Today in homes, the word sunnah is not even a common word. It has to be a common word and it has to be known that this is the greatest thing. This is how we live. And this will all come as we make our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the consciousness of Allah ta'ala's greatness, which can only come through the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the mashayikh. Then only we will realize this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala to enhance our concentration, to make dua for the benefit of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In between, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to teach us these poems. And these poems are not just as a formality and just to make the zikr sound nice. No, this is for concentration, devotion, and it is for the blessings of making dua to Allah Ta'ala. And to Allah, this is why I'm making zikr. And last week we learned this poem that Koi Mutse Poochye. This poem we were busy learning that, O Allah, Ilahi Atahu Zarra Dard, Ilahi Atahu Zarra Dard Dil, Ke Marta Hai Bedad Bimar Tera, Koi Tujhse Kuch, Koi Kuch Chahta Hai, Main Tujhse Hu Ya Rab Talabgar Tera. O Allah, give me an iota of the pain of your love. In other words, give me that sickness that I fall in love with you. And all those other diseases of this thought and that thought and all this worry and that worry, all that will disappear. At the moment I got all these worries, that I'm worried of my job, I'm worried, and then unnecessary, like Hazrat says, Allah has given us all the promises, I will take care of you. Shaitan puts one fear in front of us that you'll suffer poverty. Now we are worried of medical aids and we are worried insurance policies, etc. So Allah, take out all those sicknesses from my heart, please. And then, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch jata hai. Somebody is making dua, they want something. Most of us are asking for trivial things of dunya. That is your necessity. You must make dua, nothing wrong with that. But the main dua first, connection with Allah, marifat of Allah. Then you will able to realize how to use the means and how to fulfill your necessities. So Allah, everybody is making dua, asking for all their own needs and their own, what they are desiring. May tujhsehu ya Rab talabgar tera. That, O Allah, I am only desirous of you now. Now I've realized my direction was wrong. Now when I came in the company of the friend of Allah, he turned my direction in the right way. And he made me realize that to become the friend of Allah, to get Allah Ta'ala, just visit Allah Ta'ala daily. And how to visit Allah? Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us in this hadith that we read before zikr, which is called Hadith-e-Qudsi, that is the words of Allah interpreted by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ana Jaleesu Man Zakarani. If you want to visit Allah, just start making zikr. Allah becomes your companion. And if you visit somebody every day, one day you didn't go or you went late, you say, where were you? What's wrong? He'll even phone you, so Allah will remind us. So we say, Ya Allah, I'm only desirous of you. Nahi hai dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab. Tu matloob, main hu talib tera. Look at how, what in-depth dua there is in the poems, and how it will build our concentration if we just ponder and think little about it. We don't know the Urdu at the moment, but just think about this meanings lightly while you're making zikr. Don't put your mind too much in thinking of these meanings. The main thing is the zikr. But lightly at least start thinking that, oh Allah, I've got no objective in both the worlds. that I'm not even interested in anything in this world, even Jannat, although it is your great ni'mat. We want Jannat, but in Allahumma inna nasaluka radaka wal Jannah. Oh Allah, I first want you, then I'll enjoy Jannat. So Allah, I don't have no objective in both the worlds, too much loop. I only want you, oh Allah. You become mine. Mehu talib tera, I'm only desirous of you. So Allah Ta'ala give us this proper understanding, and we correct our intention that we have come here to learn about Allah, to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. And as we are doing this great sabak of Anwarus Salah, that Allah has given us this great, great, great gift on the golden tray that brought, took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam right to the height of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and presented this gift that you, I brought you, O my beloved, right close to me where Jibreel could not reach. Your ummatis also will want to be connected to me. So take this gift with. So this is this great sabak that we're learning of Anwarus Salah, which as we have learned all the time, that we should correct our intention. Doesn't mean I did it before I was here for itikaf many years, 10 years, 15 years also. Just think I didn't do the course. And we'll see, every time we'll see how shortfall my namaz is. And that is why my connection with, I think I got connection with Allah. But as Hazrat is explaining us in after Asr Majlis also, myself, far from connected to Allah Ta'ala. We're living in a dream world that we are connected to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma abadu faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad afla al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. We are still busy with the introduction, almost finished with the introduction. And this beautiful kitab, Anwarus Salah, which is a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, was a great alim of his time. In the time of the British, he fought, made jihad, and he became Shaheed. But before that, he gave this bayan to his murid. And what a beautiful bayan it was, that then Shah, the Sufi Iqbal Sahib, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Hakir, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi, they saw this kitab, and the other friends, they saw, they said, what a kitab. The ummah can get this kitab, they really benefit. And then our connection with Allah Ta'ala will come. So then they printed this kitab and he put some extra notes. Then he was teaching us that the reality of how to gain this connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then he mentioned, before you even start your actual sabak of what is salah all about, you keep 5 points in mind. The first point we learned already was that a person must make do a cause in zikrullah and his islah. And that is very important. Put your hand in the hand of a sheikh who your heart takes to with the intention that now I'm going to follow your treatment. That I need this treatment to purify my heart. And the person works on his heart, that is the root. Then you'll see the flowers, the beautiful fruit will come out. But today we see there's a problem with the fruit. We want to water the leaves and the branches. We want to put Hazrat says fertilizer. It won't come right. You have to work on your heart. So to work on your outward ibadat, you won't get the reality and you won't get life in your ibadat. You have to work on your life, on your heart. And for that you need a cause of zikrullah under the guidance of a sheikh. And you have to go and follow his teachings, etc. The second thing that we learned very important was, the second point, that do all this only for the pleasure of Allah. Khalis lillah, there's no other objective in my life. Like one pious person says so beautifully, when you get up in the morning, just think, maqsood e man tu hi wa radatu. Oh Allah, you gave me my life, so my object of life is only you. And what is that we want to please Allah? That as you will learn in the sabbath, that Allah must be happy with us. We must do things how Allah is happy. I don't say I'm doing it for Allah's pleasure, but I'm doing it against sunnah. I'm doing it according to my own understanding. So only for the pleasure of Allah, no ulterior motive, not to get khilafat, not to get any name and fame, etc. Allah save me, all of us. Then the third point was that a person must develop this khushu and khudu, concentration, And what is this khushu and khudu that a person for 40 days, first of all, how to try and start building this? For 40 days, a person makes a firm effort to try and perform his namaz with takbir-e-ula. And he doesn't miss his takbir-e-ula. If 40 days you miss your you do your namaz with takbir-e-ula, you're getting a certificate from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means which comes from Allah ta'ala, that now you'll be free from hypocrisy. Now your namaz won't be a namaz of unmindfulness. Otherwise a person performs namaz, 40 days you performing all your 5 times namaz. But every day you just, imam started and you're rushing into the namaz, or you just miss your 1 rakat. That type, Hazrat says, if a worker comes every day, he's late 5 minutes, how the boss gets angry. Say, what's this? Every day you late 5 minutes, 1 day is understood, 2 days. Myself, I must see that namaz, we must try, forget, but takbir-e-ula, Hazrat says, if you regard yourself as a person, a namazi, then you must be there for the sunnahs before namaz. And the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, normally, generally we'll find, even the imams generally, that you just there when it's time for iqamat, and that sunnah you're reading after namaz. It's supposed to be read before namaz. Although it will be made after namaz, but that is not the right time. The right time is before. And why? When you come before, you focused already. You know where, what, already your mind is focused, you synchronized, etc. So try and do this effort that 40 days, I try and make my namaz with takbir-e-ula, and like the easiest way, you spend 40 days in the khanka, what better way to do your training? And then because Hazrat says, if a namaz of unmindfulness, at last minute you're saying, hey, azan is over, now you're rushing, that means you're still unmindful. The effect of that unmindfulness will create hypocrisy in your heart. That is, you think you're a Muslim, but you're still following the scores, and you're still worried about the Western way of lifestyle, etc. And as it comes in the hadith, or hadith-e-paak mein aya hai, ke jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz padhe ke shuru mein imam ke saath sharik ho, aur namaz shuru karne ki takbir jab imam kahe to usi waqt ye bhi namaz mein sharik ho jaye, to wo shakhs na to jahannam mein dakhil hoga aur na munafiqon mein dakhil hoga. That it comes clearly, a person who makes an effort that he starts namaz, his salah, the moment the imam starts, he's there. And he's attentive, and he starts his namaz also with takbir-e-ula. Then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will save you from entrance into Jahannam, and you won't be regarded amongst the hypocrites. Because who are the hypocrites? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says in an ayat, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Hypocrites, they come, they stand in salah, myself, Allah save me first of all. That's like we just casual. We take it lightly. We don't realize the importance. I must be there early. We go for any other appointment, doctor's appointment, ordinary doctor's appointment, but you want to be there 10, 15 minutes before time. The greatest appointment with the kings of kings, then we are late all the time, and then we're standing also very casual. So, munafiq wo loge, who are the hypocrites? Allah save me, all of us. We must never think that I'm free from nifaq. Sahaba was great, great people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu knew that Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman was one of the secret keepers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the names of the hypocrites. Today you can't call anybody a hypocrite. Don't say this person is a hypocrite. That, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he came, and their names were, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even tell everybody. He kept it with Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman. And see a great personality like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He used to go regularly to him and say, I don't want to know the names of everybody else. We, like Hazrat says, myself, I'm looking at the faults of others. I'm not worried of myself. So we'll tell you who's there. No, he used to ask, Hazrat Umar radiallahu used to ask, is my name in there? That I must worry, I'm not a munafiq. And one great tabi, Hazrat Ibn Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I met 30 sahaba in my lifetime. And every one I met, they were worried of nifaq. And myself, I think, no, I'm a very good Muslim. Allah give us tawfiq. What a sheikh we have to guide us. We should just sit with correct intention and attentively. Then we'll realize that munafiq wo log kehlate hai jo apne ko musalman zahir kare, لیکن دل میں کفر رکھتے ہو. That the real munafiqeen are those which is called munafiqi itiqadi. That what they believe, outwardly they pretend to be Muslims. But in their heart they got kufr. And they hate Islam, aliyazu billah. They hate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That inshallah Allah ta'ala save us from death. But one is nifaqi amali. That we are Muslims but we still like the lifestyle of kuffar. Like Hazrat is saying today, we are so unmindful, branded names in our Islamic dressing, etc. Which shows that we are still inclined towards that. So all this dirt has to come out from my heart, then see. And why? Chalis din ki khususiyat bazaar is wajah se hai, ke halat ke taghayur mein chalis din ko khas dakhal hai. Chunanchi aadme ki pedaish ki tartib jis hadith mein aayi hai, usme bhi chalis din tak nutfa rehna, پھر گوشت کا ٹکڑا چالیس دن تک, اسی طرح چالیس چالیس دن میں اس کا تغیر ذکر فرمایا ہے. So in the hadith it is mentioned that for 40 days try and make an effort to be there with takbir اولہ. Then you will be saved from hypocrisy. Why? The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that changes, what they call metamorphosis, changes in your life, in your character. If you punctual on one action for 40 days, then change will come. Not like we make zikr few days, we punctual 3-4 days. Like Hazrat says, we make tahajjud 2-3 days, and we say, Hazrat, I make tahajjud every day now. And then, no, 40 days punctually set out your time. On that time, try and do it. And that is the, because we see even Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala talks of the formation of the child, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ. Allah explained the phases. First you are that drop of sperm. That drop of sperm, we put it in the womb of the wife. 40 days it was first being developed. Then it became a clot of blood. Then it became a piece of flesh, etc. So in the 40 day period, 4 months and 10 days, then only the child was born. So gradually that we hear that the greatness is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, we just want to become there without even a body. Let our bodies be formed first of all. And 140 days is not enough. We'll see that even in 140 days, we are still so unmindful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make this effort, and that is why we find in every matters of deen, even we see in the Jamaat, even the pious servants of Allah, the Sufiya, اسی وجہ سے صوفیہ کی یہاں چلہ بھی خاص اہمیت رکھتا ہے. That is why in the among the Sufis, the pious servants of Allah, where you will get current, where you will get the current of connection with Allah Ta'ala. In the kitab, in the kitabs of fiqh, etc., you'll get the masail. That is the wiring. But the current, you can have wired everything, but you didn't plug in the current, you won't get the results. So here by the Sufis, where you'll get the current of the love of Allah Ta'ala, connection with Allah, they stress at least 40 days, stay in the company of the Mashayikh. And forget 40 days, we see our great, great elders, all the time they used to encourage their students of deen, that you spend 6-7 years in the madrasa, learning deen and getting the information of deen. Our Dada Shaykh used to say, you still now, you've been made a beautiful kebab, but you are raw kebab. Now if you're going to go and give bayan, you'll be giving what josh, etc. But people won't get the taste of that kebab. Just go in the khanka and connect with the Shaykh and get fried. When you get fried and all that you go through that process of that difficulty of being fried, but as you get fried, you see now the smell come out. Hindu also will become a Muslim. That now I also want to eat kebabs. So then you'll see every person, an alim will able to explain to an ordinary kafir also. In such a way, you'll see, he did forget explaining. Just looking at the pious servants, they become Muslim. So Allah give us tawfiq that is why at least 40 days, if we can't spend a whole year, especially ulama, etc., so it shows, more important is for ulama than everybody else. Person mustn't think I became an alim. My Shaykhul Hadith was so and so. That was outwardly you had contact. No, the real contact, to get the contact with Allah, that you need a special association with the Shaykh, and then you'll see, inshallah, how does the reality will come into you. Otherwise, a person will be just living in a dream world. We see the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the takbir-e-ula they must. For example, it is mentioned here, ke kitne khush kismat wo log, jinki barso bhi takbir-e-ula ki fort nahi hoti. That how fortunate are those people. Forget 40 days takbir-e-ula, for years they haven't missed their takbir-e-ula. One Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi had to go and suffer to Barbados. And it just so happened by the time the arrangements was made, Hazrat will try and be there on time for Salah, whether it was Zohar or Asr. But some little delay, and by the time Hazrat reached the masjid, then the namaz started already. So he just missed his takbir-e-ula, not even first rakat. After that namaz, Hazrat took a deep sigh. Ah, pata nahi kitne saalon ke baad takbir-e-ula fought ho gaya. I don't know after how many years my takbir-e-ula got missed. The mutawallis, mashallah, they took a great lesson from that. That now if any buzurg is to come to our masjid, we will delay the salah in honor. And that is great honor. You're not causing harm to the people. Start knowing the value of the buzurgs. They give them place in the first serve. They'll wait for them. And because of that, Hazrat explained, Hazrat himself saw the people of Barbados, they used to work 3-4 days a week. And just from about 9 o'clock till about Zohar time, they used to do smousing, that means going to sell goods in the villages, and that is how they used to earn their living, because of the barakat of honoring a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. One wali of Allah took a deep sigh, that I don't know after how many years I lost my takbir-e-ula. The tear came out from his bottom of his heart, so to say, from his eyes. Another great wali saw him. He said, please give me that deep sigh of yours. I will give you my 40 days takbir-e-ula. The value of that regret is so great that even shaitan will never let you miss takbir-e-ula after that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that first we realize this, and that is why we learn in Fadail and Namaz the great value of that. So that was the fourth point, that is, for 40 days make an effort to be punctual with our salah, then we'll see the khushu, the development of the concentration, devotion, humility will start coming. The fifth point, Noor-e Panjum, Panch Azbaq ka nisab aur mashq ka chilla pura karne ke baad, اس کوشش میں کامیابی کی علامت یہ ہے کہ عظمت الہی جل شانہ کے پیش نظر اپنی اس حاضری میں یعنی نماز بے حد کوتاہی کرنے والا بڑا مجرم سمجھتے ہوئے اپنے اوپر کریم آقا کی مہربانی کا مشاہدہ کرے کہ نماز میں میری بے ادبی اور گندگی کے باوجود میری حاضری کو قبول فرما لیا کہ بار بار حاضری کی توفیق دے رکھی ہے اس کا شکر کریں. That after a person does this lesson on how to make our namaz a reality, and then after a person did this whole course, you did your course of zikrullah, etc. Now when a person, what is the sign that am I successful in this course of mine? We have to see whether I'm successful in my course, whether I pass my course or not. What is the sign of the successfulness is Allah's greatness comes in the heart. Allah's greatness in the heart comes to such a degree that a person realizes that what disrespect did I come for Salah. I just used to come anyhow for Salah, and I just used to rush for Salah. I was, my Salah is so useless, full of faults, etc. I am the biggest sinner. The person realizes that I am the worst person performing this salah. That is the sign of success. That I realize in front of Allah, where is Allah's greatness? Allah is Subhan. Me, I am full of fault. I'm full of filth and dirt. I'm made from nutfa. I'm made from a dirty droplet of sperm. And who can I can be an imam also, wearing the best jubba, everything. But every hole in my body, what comes out? Only dirt and filth. And Allah is Alimul Ghaib. We can't see all the dirty blood in our body, all the pus, etc. but just one small pun prick you, and now the blood comes out. Now your namaz is off. So we are full of pulp. So and Allah is Subhan. Allah is totally pure. Yet Allah Ta'ala saw, and I'm so disrespectful. Nobody else will allow you a disrespect. Even a ustad will say, even your own, your father. The child walks in the father's room without knocking on the door and just pushing the door open without making salam. He'll say, get out. Go outside, knock on the door. The door is his father's room. But come inside with adab, ask, can I come in and make salam? So exactly the same, that we come consciously, we come into Allah's house. We have to enter with the right foot, read the dua, that is like making salam to Allah Ta'ala. Getting permission, can I come in? But I, oh Allah, after so many years I've been performing salam, I've been so disobedient, and I'm the worst person that was ever coming to the masjid. Yet, oh Allah, despite my height of the ungratefulness, and I show disrespectful, and Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahmatullah alayh used to say that worse than guna is be'adabi. To be having disrespect, that we just walk in a masjid anyhow. We don't think whose house it is. And sadly, we're walking in a masjid, we're talking and walking to a masjid. Or azan is going and we're talking. So this disrespectfulness will cause you more harm than sin also. That is why we have to learn adab, teach our children adab. In the early days, the students, they used to see the ustad and learn adab. The murids, they used to see the sheikh and learn adab. They used to see their parents. Today, children don't know what is respect. So parents have to teach them, like Hazrat says, in the early days, the student automatically used to put his ustad's shoes straight. What his ustad need, what his parents need. Today your child will see the shoes are all upside down. You have to tell him, put the shoes straight. Take your father's shoes, put it right, etc. And don't let shaitan fool you and say, oh, you want khidmat to be made. No, if you're not going to teach your children, who are going to teach them? Bear adab, bear nasib. A person who's got no adab, no manners, no the etiquette, he won't get anything from Allah Ta'ala. And then, ba adab, ba nasib. If you just learn little adab, and that is why yesterday also we learned etiquettes of a sheikh. We have to keep it in mind. The etiquettes is extremely important. You're coming here, you're even making your zikr, but we don't have adab, and we have to know what is adab. Sometimes I think I'm making khidmat of my sheikh, but I'm causing harm. Hazrat wants to go to, want to relieve himself, he's got a urge. Now that time you are running like a big khadim, going putting the jug straight at that time, then that is not khidmat. So we have to learn, and we see the people that are in the khidmat of Hazrat from years before, learn from them. Otherwise we come with George and then we say, no, I also want to make khidmat. So we have to learn that in the court of Allah I was so ungrateful. And we see the mashayikh also, their hearts are big. They won't send you away. They won't, in the beginning, they won't even tell you that what you're doing is wrong. You should open your mind and start seeing. So exactly like that, Allah Ta'ala sees us clearly that how disrespectful we walk in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala did not put the guards. Although the malaika are there, they're writing our names. But the real guards we will see by Hosea Kosar. By Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to learn this adab, this respect. So the sign of that is, am I successful in my cause, that this natural feeling comes in your heart, that what a terrible person I was. What kind of namazi? I thought I'm reading namaz, but I just made a mess of it. And a person, Allahu Akbar, you can't get tawazu by putting on a show. And be having disrespect, you can't get humbleness. And the worst part of bare adabi is bad adab. That you got no, just say, what is this? I'm just going to Allah's house, everybody goes to what? I'm going to a sheikh, he's whom rijal wa nahnu rijal. Many people got this wrong notion. That why must you respect the ulama so much? Why must you respect, they also human beings, we all, the kuffar of Makkah used to say like that. Ma li hadha ar-rasul. What's wrong? This Nabi, he also goes to the bazaar. He also, The our mashayikh also go to bazaar, but when they go bazaar, they earning what kalima they reading. They controlling their gazes, their heart. We, myself, I go to the bazaar totally unmindful. So it's a big difference. That is why we have to learn this adab. We have to realize that a person and Allah Akbar further see that Allah Ta'ala's kindness upon us. Allah saw our disrespect. Still Allah Ta'ala did not tell any malaika or anybody, don't allow him in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala allowed us. We came to the masjid. This is the extreme kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And despite my evil qualities, despite my disrespect, etc., and I didn't even make my wuzu properly. I just slapdash, rushing, making my wuzu. I didn't even read my du'as. That outward wuzu also, that is to wash my, make my wuzu properly. Then the internal wuzu, to read the du'a. And what is that? Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin. That, oh Allah, make me from those people who make tawbah. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you're making wuzu, whatever sins you committed with your hands, while washing your hands, Allah will wipe it off. But we must just be little conscious that now I'm wiping out my sins. And Allahu Akbar, great, great people like Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah gave them such qualities, such taqwa they had. Imam Sahib could actually see how black that water is falling from a person who's making wuzu. That the effect of his sins. And then he was not like a person like useless like myself. He made dua, Allah, I don't want to see this condition. That this person, the water that is falling from his face, so black, the zina he committed with his eyes, etc. So all this, we think, no, we are pure. I came with a nice kurta on Juma, etc. I didn't make my wuzu properly. I didn't even read my dua, etc. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, Allah ta'ala gave me tawfiq to come back again. See how the kindness of Allah. That over and over, that is a sign that I would never mind my banda. Your namaz is so useless, it's not worth being accepted, but I will consider you. You come again. And when a person gets the shukr, when a person gets this reality, he makes shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That, oh Allah, you are so kind, that you have allowed me in your house over and over. So a person now starts realizing that how long I'm going to read this kind of namaz. How long am I going to, agar khuda na khasta, halat uske baraks ho, ke ab unko apne ko kamil aur bar ru namaz padne wala khiyal kare, chahe ye khiyal shukar hi ke rang mein aaye, alhamdulillah mujhe achi aur kamil namaz ki taufeeq ho gayi, to khoob samajh le ke wo apni koshish puri tarah se nakaam hai. On the other hand, a person just sat one time for itikaf, or few times, and now you say, alhamdulillah, on my namaz, I'm reading at least better. I'm reading a good namaz. Then, and although our namaz has got no life still whatsoever, then that person, he is in a total misconception. He is in a total wrong idea, and he doesn't have reality of life. He doesn't know that, and he thinks that now I have progressed. I am, see what my position now. Now my namaz is where, what time? Now I am a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says here, for even shaitan will put it in the thought of shukr, that shukr now. My namaz is good. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, our pious elders used to say that the more effort you make on your namaz, and the day you thought that today I read the best namaz, then you read the worst namaz. Because every time you make an effort on your namaz, Allah's greatness will come, you realize, Ya Allah, where am I? And as we will learn in front, Allahu Akbar. That, so even in the form of shukr, yes, make shukr, alhamdulillah, Allah brought me from my namaz. I'm becoming a bit conscious, but realize my namaz is still totally, where can it be accepted in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzah? And forget us, where are we and where are the great, great, great personalities? So a person should realize that in front of the great, great being, Allah Rabbul Izzah, where is my word? No, I'm not even, I'm that droplet of filth and dirt. I'm only filth in front of Allah. So where can my namaz ever be accepted? If Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati. Oh Allah, we couldn't recognize you as you are so great. So where could we make your ibadat as you are so great? So then a person sees, jahale murakkab mein mubtala ho. Aur wo ahle is daulat ka ahl nahi. This person is in compound ignorance. That one is a person knows, he doesn't know, and he accepts, I don't know. He will still learn. One is a person knows, he doesn't know, but he doesn't want to accept. And one is a person doesn't even know that he doesn't know. That he thinks, no, I know too much, but he doesn't know, he knows nothing. That is compound ignorance. So if you don't know that your namaz is rotten, and if you don't know that you are not performing namaz according to the proper etiquette, etc., and this is a lifelong mission. And as you carry on lifelong with more tawadu, humbleness, with more company of the mashayikh regular, then you realize in the qabr Allah Ta'ala will say, never mind my banda, you made an effort, I'll wipe out all the shortcomings of your namaz. Then a person is void of this great dollar, this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, this wealth of being in the company of Allah Ta'ala. He is fooling himself. Then such a person, he is in ignorance. If he realizes, I did my cause and I'm still not reading namaz properly, then it's not the end of the world. He shouldn't think that now, that what's the sense reading namaz? No, you carry on. Doesn't mean that there's no life in our namaz, we should just stop. No, pehle zikr wa shagal se kalb ko saaf karne mein majhool ho, phir haqeeqat e namaz ki haasil karne ki mashq kare. قرآن پاک میں ہے قد افلح من تزکا وذکر اسم ربی فصلا پھر نماز پڑھے پہلے ذکر پھر نماز that now the person again does his cause in ذکراللہ again inform your sheikh that I still have this disease I'm performing namaz but I'm still looking at woman I'm still looking at the videos etc so do your cause again and make this effort again to build this reality of namaz Keep on, that is why we have to keep on coming. Every year come for itikaf. And not only that, throughout the year, attend the majalis, make our zikr, etc. Then, inshallah, just an iota of what is the reality of namaz all about. And then a person will realize that Allahu Akbar, that where can I be a loving servant of Allah Ta'ala? I am just useless. And when you realize yourself as useless, an ordinary person, that is a person whom Allah loves. That is a person who man tawaza lillah rafa'ullah. You humble yourself only for the pleasure of Allah. And in namaz there is a height of humbleness. That a person starts namaz, he thinks I'm humble. After few minutes he realizes, no, I have to bow down in front of Allah. All that we learn, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. So as Allah Ta'ala mentions that what is the course? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى That definitely you are successful. But if you make your spiritual purification, you do your tazkiyah, with the intention, every time I come in a majlis, not I'm coming to listen to a bayan, I'm coming for my tazkiyah, for my spiritual reformation. And just think of one, two things that is causing the block in my tazkiyah. I still got pride, I still want show, I still I can't control my gazes. So you come with that intention in a majlis, you'll see the points will come out. Automatically Hazrat will be speaking about that and making, if you listen attentively, you'll realize. So, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى Do a cause in zikrullah, then perform namaz and see. This doesn't mean now you leave out your namaz. Your faraz you have to do. Your faraz, whether you still never learned about namaz, you still have to fulfill your faraiz. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, this 5 points, and we see the friends of Allah as they progress. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, what a sheikh of his time. The murid of a great personality, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. When he was having majlis one day in his town in Gangoh, then two villagers, they heard that, wow, in Gangoh, in that masjid, bahut bada buzurg hai. There's a very great buzurg. Let's also go sit in his company. When they came to the masjid and to the khanqah where Hazrat was giving majlis, at that point Hazrat was just explaining a very great point that kisi par bharosa mat rakho, mujh par bhi bharosa na rakho. Don't put your trust in anybody. Don't even put your trust in me, in your sheikh, because main kuch bhi nahi. I am totally nothing. I'm absolutely useless. These people were ordinary villagers. They didn't understand. Hazrat is teaching us what level of humbleness he had. That what connection with Allah. But I'm absolutely useless. And great, great mashayikh were his murid. And when these two villagers walked in, they said, hey, what are we going to get here? Hazrat says nothing, let us rather go away. So they will lose out when we don't recognize the friends of Allah. They will talk in their humble, and they mean it. It's not that they're just saying it like myself. I say I'm nothing, but I think I'm somebody great. They meant it. So these villagers went away, but there's 2 points here. Ulama explained that was Hazrat was a great sheikh of his time. So was he telling lies? To tell lies is not permissible. That is not tawazu. That somebody asks you, you're a hafiz, you say, I'm not a hafiz. No, that is lies. Say no, make dua, Allah, make me a proper hafiz. Allah, make me a proper alim, etc. So here was Hazrat telling a lie that I'm nothing, but he was a great sheikh of his time. Then ulama explained, no, Hazrat was, they got the thoughts of the greatness of Allah in front of them. So in front of Allah, where am I? I'm absolutely useless. So that's not a lie. He's keeping Allah Ta'ala in mind. And according to that, the height of respect. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that first a person does the score of the skiyai nafs, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And even we never do the scores, but our faras we have to carry on. Don't say, no, I didn't do the cause, I can't, my faras, no matter. Then only a person will be successful. Then the cause actually just starts now. That the first sabak kad aflah al mu'minun. Baad hamz wa salah mutalliq ba haqeeq kat salah. After the praises of Allah Ta'ala and salat, salutations upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let us get an idea what is the reality of salah. What is salah all about? And what is the khushu and khudu we are talking about? So Hazrat starts this bayan of his ilahi, shukar tere ihsan ka, that oh Allah, we make shukar on your great, great favors upon us. You gave us life, etc. Ke tu ne hame, hamari dil ko roshan, aur zuban ko goya ka kya, that you gave our heart light, and you gave our tongue the ability to talk. In other words, you granted us iman at least. Iman is that great noor of Allah Ta'ala. Now, bul that light. Don't let that light become dumb. And don't let that light fade away. Like Imam Bukhari has mentioned, al-iman yazidu wa yaqnu wa yanqus. Today we are too worried. Businessmen and everybody, whether it's Sufi sahab, Mali sahab, in the morning we worried, what's the price of gold? What's the price of petrol? And we are complaining. Imam Bukhari says, what's worry of the price of your iman? Iman is fluctuating. So Allah, you gave us this great gift, this noor of iman. You gave us the ability to talk and to speak. Let us use the tongue in your obedience. Or aise nabi maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste beja. And what a great nabi, a messenger of Allah. The best of all, the most accepted personality. Although all the Anbiya were accepted, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidul Anbiya. You send Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this for the hidayat of mankind, O Allah. Well, beja ke jiski adna shafaat se dono jahan ki ni'mate paave. That what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just the lightest intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person will get the bounties of both the worlds. So we see what a great, great gift, the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for our hidayat. We can't make enough shukr. And what is the shukr? At least recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we hear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat say, move your tongue at least, not in your heart, all the time. And appreciate the grief. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the world was lost. They were all in darkness. Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dono jaha ki ni'mat paave, aur iski rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat utaave. And by the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest enjoyment you will get of now getting the marifat of Allah. That is why Allah created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Not just to live a life like a zombie, that you don't even know who gave you life. And you're just passing your life, and you think life is for adventure. Life is sport. No, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to give Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the reality of who gave us life. Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is what we have to come here to learn. The marifat of Allah, as the greatness of Allah, one Balyanto when iota come, then you realize where me and where Allah. Then there's a slight idea of tawazu will come in our heart. So there's great honor that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach the world marifat. And what marifat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they became the kings. And like Allahu Akbar, the greatest ibadat, namaz. The greatest teacher, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The greatest ummati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. At the end of that namaz, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum, read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseera. What a namaz! And taught by who? Yet, Hazrat Abu Bakr now is being taught that, oh Allah, I made a great oppression to myself. That I came in your house, but I didn't show respect. And what respect they had, what wants to wear me? So when a person realizes this, and this comes from marifat, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pas durood is Nabi Mukhtar sallallahu alaihi wasallam par, aur uske aal athar aur ashabi kibar par. So billions and billions of durood, salutation, special mercy upon that honorable great Nabi of Allah, and his very pure family, and his great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, jisne bashar ko zalalat aur gumrahe se baaz rakha, that who came into the world and took out mankind from the darkness of deviation, they were all on the path of total deviation, living a life of total disobedience and still thinking we are human beings. Parading daughters their lives, not respecting their mothers, sisters, nothing like that. Drinking one another's blood. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and took us out from all this darkness. And Allahu Akbar kept us away. Now, oh insan, you insan. Who? You see what Allah made you. Or ulama, kudalaku, to kuzewara ilm, wadani se arasta kya. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with the greatest knowledge and blessed the ulama, those who sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beautified them with the real jewels and jewelry of the knowledge of deen. And then when the ulama taught us this knowledge of deen, we can't, our whole life shukr, we can't make shukr to them that what they taught us. Just look at this one bayan to make us realize. Or Nate Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke arbab, danish par zahir huye, jiyo ke musliman ko lazim hai ke apne rab ko pehchane. And then only a person came to realize that the praises of Allah Ta'ala and the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people of intelligence came to realize and make us realize that this is extremely important to bring into our life. Then a person will get some idea of the reality of his life. Aur iski sifat jane aur iske hukam ko maloom kare aur marzi na marzi uski tahqeeq kare. And then a person learns the qualities of Allah. One is to read the 99 names, learn it. But if we start knowing one name of Allah, what qualities of Allah, you see it's only full of love. And then how to please Allah, what is marifat, that I know who's my Allah. But now how to please, learn what Allah loves, what Allah dislikes. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we learn the course properly and Allah give us an iota of reality. SubhanAllah.